Whoa. Damn.
Hey, Mitch.
It's show 59.
I know. It's been a long time.
I know. What's going on? Why are we slacking? Is it your fault?
No.
Is it my fault?
It's your carbon footprint. It's my getting in our way.
Talk to Al Gore, buddy.
Yeah, Mitch has been away. He's been traveling the world, experiencing new flavors and new colors and new languages.
I love Europe.
Mitch is so Euro now, he wrote this song.
Actually, I got Yael to write it for me.
It's all about you. I'm butter.
Yeah,
I'm butter when I hear that song.
You love Yael.
I got a little place somewhere in there inside me that's just for Yael.
Is that the second time we've played her on the show?
No, we've just talked about her oodles.
But you finally found a track.
Finally, she has a song available for download.
That was nice of her.
Yeah, and that was the Dirty D remix. Go check out her website.
That's
on the MySpace.
LeBronSpace.com.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious what our French listeners think about that song.
Yeah. Don't we have a French guy sending us comments, audio comments?
Yeah, we love him. We absolutely love him so much, but we can't remember his name.
He was sending us audio comments. It wasn't Martin. Martin's the Swedish guy.
Yeah, Martin's the Swedish guy.
And it was
Jamie's the girl from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and it wasn't Sheboygan.
It wasn't Shebtown.
I'm going to figure it out.
We're so bad with names.
I know, really.
Yeah, got to get with the program.
What else we got? We have, okay, here, I got a listener submission from a band called Motorcade.
Sounds good.
Go ahead and have the apple off the tree. Yeah, go ahead and smoke inside. It doesn't bother me. So go ahead and be sick on the front lawn. Yeah, go ahead and sink to the bottom of the sea. Into the fall.
Okay, so I was wrong. It's not Motorcade. It's Motocade.
Motocade.
Yeah.
So it's like a motorcycle motorcade.
I don't know. I guess so. They're from New Zealand, so that would make sense because people in New Zealand ride motorcycles.
New Zealand, the next Canada.
We're getting more New Zealand listeners.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Thanks, Scott from Auckland.
They've come a long way since Silverchair. Oh, no, wait. Silverchair was Australian. Oh, sorry.
Did That's you know they just released a new one?
No way.
Yeah, Silverchair's out with a new album.
Good for them. Way to get back on that horse.
Yeah, so proud of them. They spent all their money.
And they're back.
Smoked all their weed. God, I need a fix. How about an album?
Yeah, let's do an album real quick.
Money doesn't motivate you. I don't know what does.
And just to cover our tracks, it's Daniel Weeby Johnson. It just came back to me.
Thanks, Dan.
That's our great French listener.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Did you get any of your French buddies to listen to our show, or are they just, I mean, we're all speaking English, so.
I'm sure.
I don't know.
They're so much more intelligent than us. They're going to eventually rule the world. They all speak like 10 languages.
Are you mad at us, Dan?
He has every right to be.
Because we were kind of mean, huh?
We were a little bit mean. But Daniel, if you could do me a favor and tell us just the gist of what that song is saying. In fact, if you go to her videos section, it's all subtitled in a really cool way. And then you get to see just how adorable she really is. And maybe you could do a dramatic reading for us of the sort of English translation in a voice comment.
A dramatic reading. Yeah, voice comments. We love voice comments.
Get a friend with some bongos.
We got one. Here, we got one. I got a voice comment. Jamie G, this is a shout out to you. Thanks for sending us a voice comment.
Notes Underground, hello. You've really been jonesing for those audio comments lately, so thought I'd send one your way. My name's Jamie. Yes, I am a girl. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
And I've listened to Notes for quite a while.
I thought it was someplace exotic in Pennsylvania.
Ish, maybe. I think. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I really liked your last show. I really liked that first song you played with the rappers and the kids. And the
Rapper's Delight.
Delight Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked that. That was cool.
That was old school.
And like new Guns N' Roses. I like that too, and yeah, but I don't really know if you call it Guns N' Roses.
Oh, come
it's
on.
Just pure Axl.
It sounds
Slash
as good.
And Duff with Velvet Revolver, all that stuff.
Are you telling me
that
Slash is
what
makes a difference?
Thank you so much for talking about Harry and the Potters in your
Probably,
last show,
actually,
because they've toured around me for a few times, but every time, for some reason, I've managed to miss them or date didn't work out or whatever, but I just looked them up, and they're playing in April near me at the Philadelphia Public Library, library.
Nice.
And I'm already excited to go. And it's a free concert too, so that'll be really cool. So I'm already like anticipating what kind of people are gonna be there and how rocking it'll be. So thank you so much for reminding me of them. Oh, and on their site it also said that they're touring in the UK in May.
Sweet.
So
in May.
You can go check them out too.
It's at a public library near you.
That's not too far off. Maybe the British Library.
Found some good artists from you guys.
Doubt it.
Like, Pinback's one. I've been listening to them a lot lately. I never heard of them before.
Pinback's
They're really good.
Penelope.
And on the topic of music, that new Modest Mouse song. I don't know if you like Modest Mouse.
Love them.
But that's been in my head. It won't come out. The song's called Dashboard.
Oh,
good call,
Mitch.
I
really like it. It's really catchy, but yeah, I can't wait for that album to come out. And yeah, I really don't have anything else to say.
Well, thanks for calling.
But here's your audio comment.
Yo, Jamie G, what up?
Oh, and congrats, Mitch and Renica, on the baby news. And that's all.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
That was terrific.
Yeah.
I love hearing the voices of
Me
our
too.
Listeners.
It makes such a difference.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to sound like a jerk trying to imitate people. Writing comments.
Notes Underground. That would have been Jamie's voice, actually. Notes Underground. I loved your last show. No, she sounds a lot more soft than that, actually. She's a voice of an angel, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie. What else? We got some other comments. Should we move from front to back or back to front? We did probably...
How about side
to side?
We
haven't done anything for a month.
I know.
Shh.
I know. Wake up every morning.
Don't tell. Christine said, congratulations on being a father, Mitch. Thank you. Not yet. Hasn't happened yet. We're hoping it happens. That's the deal.
4 months in.
It is nerve-wracking, actually. It's not like, you know.
I'm bad.
Anyways, Rory says, thanks for playing the new Pornographers. Great track. I have been meaning to do this for the longest time. That is sending you guys some South African bands that might be good to play on the show. Anyhow, thanks for the show and congrats, Mitch, on the baby, Rory. So where's the South African band, Rory?
Yeah, man.
You've been meaning to do this, and then is that it?
I don't think that you and I have ever broached that region of the world.
I know.
Musically.
Continent. I think, Rory, you're our first African continental person listening to the show.
Show us your aural delights.
Let's get us some tunes, bro.
You could put it that way if you want.
Yeah.
Get some tunes, brah.
And then Zach, aka Track Fresh, says, hey, great show again. Thanks for playing my Shins remix.
Yeah,
glad
man.
To finally
Thanks
get some podcast shine. Looking forward to another show soon. And I think he actually sent us something. Maybe we'll play it a little later. Kiwi Andy, what up? Did you like that last track? He says,
do you know them?
Yeah.
Are you neighbors with that band?
Are you a motocater?
Do you guys jam together?
Kiwi Andy says, got back from a trip to Japan last week and was stoked to have new shows to listen to. Keep them coming.
If
New Zealand bands weren't so damn stingy with their free content,
word,
I'd have some stuff to contribute.
I know. I've tried to find some more myself.
Oh, Motocade isn't stingy.
Motocade ain't. Well, good effort. Good gold digging on that one.
Thanks for trying, though.
Yeah, yeah. What were you doing in Japan, man? I'm curious.
Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to go to Japan.
Yeah, go for it. Just leave me here. Just give me the keys to the flat. I'll do the show without you.
I'm moving too, by the way. Excited. Staying in London, but I'm moving to a different part.
Sorry, Mitch. I think I'm busy that weekend. I can't help you lift all your heavy shit. Sorry, dude.
Okay. Are you sure? You can't fit it all on your bike?
I don't know what weekend it is, but I'm pretty sure I'm busy.
You're not gonna drag a, it's kind of a rickshaw, kind of a moving situation. Martin here. Is Martin?
Martin from Stockholm, Martin or from Sweden. We don't know where he's from, though. In Sweden, do we?
This time we got smileys in there, which is good. Hey, Mitch. So, Mitch, Stockholm, huh? On business, I assume? Yeah. I assume that you're back in the UK by now. So, tell me what you thought of my city. Well, it was cold.
Oh, so he is from Stockholm.
Yeah.
It was cold. Did you have to fight any bears?
No polar bears.
No polar bears.
Uh-huh. And I didn't get to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
But,
you know,
it's actually, there's a lot going on in that city. Well, it's surprising for the number of people that live there, it's happening. And I thought it was beautiful, but nobody smiled at me
or really
even looked me in the eye.
Did they even try and engage a foreigner in conversation?
No.
No. Mm-mm. You know, I've had the same problem in Australia and we speak the same language. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe you weren't drunk.
Yeah, maybe.
So Martin goes on to say, about the Northern Lights, I hope you don't got your hopes up too high about seeing it. I've seen it once in my life, and it was while I was visiting my grandma, 1,000 kilometers north of Stockholm, way up north, close to the Arctic Circle. That's where you can see that kind of sky phenomena. A song by Jens Lachman, by the way, do you know about him? Honestly, Stockholm isn't that far north of London. How is it? Anyhow, as long as you don't talk about polar bears in the streets, I guess I'm happy.
Whoops.
Shit.
Don't! Foot in mouth disease.
Okay. He says, I still want to give tips on more Swedish music. Till next time, I have to look up my bands that are nice enough to give away free MP3s.
Yeah.
There has been plenty of it, other than Labrador SE bands. Oh, of course, congrats to Mitch and the missus. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and Martin, a while ago, you said you were considering sending us in some Swedish hip-hop in your native tongue.
I think the problem is it's not free.
Well, you know, maybe if Martin was our man on the street, he could get some Swedish hip-hoppers to throw some shizzle or whizzle.
We got one more from...
I would love to hear it, dude. Go for it.
From BJ. BJ says, hey... It was a great podcast while it lasted. Thanks for all the great music and laughs.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it too.
It will be tough not to see new versions going up, but I've saved the old ones for nostalgia's sake. What?
It's because you're having a baby, Mitch.
Oh.
He's implying.
Oh, that's what he says.
It's all over.
He says, I'm kidding, of course. I have two kids myself, and life goes on. The joke around here when someone is having their firstborn goes something like this. How much did you want for your boat? Oh, because you don't get to go water skiing anymore.
No.
Or jet skiing. Or anything like that.
Or tubing.
He said,
cubing, even. Mitch, no more cubing for us.
Oh. But I get to have a baby.
Yeah.
And he says, a guy I knew told me two things that will happen when you see the baby for the first time. You'll cry like a baby. And you'll realize you are no longer the most important person in your own life. I thought he was full of it. Turns out he was right on both accounts. Good luck. You can be a great dad and still have the best podcast out there. Oh, BJ Sheboygan.
Yeah.
And he says, oops, one more thing. Try a guy named Pat McCurdy for some content on your podcast. He's got two sites with music on them.
Cool.
PatMcCurdy.com, and he's got a MySpace account. Check him out and see if he'll let you play a song or two. I've got at least 12 of his CDs.
Jeez, that's a prolific man.
At least 12. That's like Steely Dan.
Yeah, Fall.
Like, they have like 50 albums.
Yeah. Actually, I think, doesn't The Fall actually have the record for the most albums ever released? It's like in the 70s.
I don't know.
I think I heard this somewhere. I'll have to Wikipedia that.
Anyways, thanks for all the comments, guys.
Yeah.
Why aren't you guys calling? Why don't you call in?
I want to hear the Sheboygan accent. I love the Sheboygan accent. It was nice to hear the Pennsylvania accent.
Let's check out this band, Sleeping States.
Oh, yeah. This is a listener submission.
Sweet.
From Christine.
This is a user-generated podcast show. Sweet.
As we pass the London fields on our way somewhere, you said this isn't mine, it's not the same. Is it though? Is it though? Is it saw boys hitting out with the sticks they found. When we left, you whispered love, this isn't fun. Thank you.
Sweet.
Hell yeah. That was wicked. Thanks so much for that submission, Christine. That is just super cool. And dope. They're from London, and they're singing about the area right around the corner from my flat.
London Fields.
Hell
bro.
Yeah. They're playing, Mitch. We should go see this at Whitechapel Art Gallery in a couple days.
Nice.
Over in Aldgate. And then they're at the Old Blue Lass later.
Into it. Totally into it.
Dude. Totally into it like an Eskimo.
Yeah. So anyways, we were talking about something.
We've been talking about big things.
We've been talking about big things.
You know, grand picture.
Yeah, like MP3s.
Yeah, and the future of the show.
You remember how we've having all these difficulties with people not providing free music?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like a self-imposed kind of thing.
It is, for moral, political reasons as well.
Because, yeah, because I like, I had, when I first started the show, a year and some change ago, 2 years and some change ago. Holy cow, what's going on?
Yeah, dude, you're 60 now.
God, it seemed like podcasting was going to topple the mainstream media.
It was going to rip the can wide open.
And it isn't.
No, someone I saw someone put it really well once, and they said that podcasting is the new ham radio. I think it's pretty true.
Yeah. Cuz no one's really doing it. Like we're small, you know? I mean,
We are.
But I mean, like, seriously, like the most successful one, which is that Ricky Gervais show.
Yeah, yeah.
And it only lasted for like 5 weeks, and then he was over it.
Well, wait. Have they stopped doing it entirely? Because they gave 5 weeks of free shows, and then they started charging, and I'm sure they lost, you know, three quarters of the listeners.
Are you listening anymore?
No, of course not.
See, that's the thing, is it's not easy to make money doing it. And that's also, but here's the thing. That's also why the record labels don't care.
Yeah.
So...
Why so what's stopping us?
Should we
is the question.
Play by the rules.
Well, the reason is to help. I mean, the reason to play by the rules is to ideally, right? The ideal reason is to create the momentum that changes the way that musicians make money and the record labels make money, such that the music is free, almost like the content. The content is free, and then they make money, I don't know, through the merch, through the touring.
Yeah,
figure that part
out.
Well,
that's why we don't play huge bands. Because
Guns N' Roses.
Shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean. In general.
That's why we didn't sell out until last week.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but
Next week, everybody, Christina Aguilera's hot new single.
Well, yeah. Because, I mean, most of the bands that we're playing could probably use the promotional, like, because they're not big enough to be getting played on, like, mainstream stations and radio stations and, like, They're just not getting the promotional value that they could be otherwise. I mean, because if you limit radio to what's available to the air, then there's just never, you know, what's cool about podcasts is that there's so many people out there doing it and that there's so many different shows that you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. I'm not.
Well, it's different in a way. It's a medium that's better serves the independent musician than the mainstream musician, you could say, because the mainstream musician already has all sorts of PR and push and money behind them for various things,
right?
Whereas, you know, the guys we play, the vast majority of them don't have any of that, so you could say we're doing them a favor whether they like it or not.
Well, and I think that they're asking for those handouts by making their music free. That's sort of an automatic thing. But I do think it would probably serve them better. It would probably serve these smaller bands better if we could sort of pair them up with bigger bands, you know, like if we could. We're saying that, like, here's this one hip hop artist and he's as dope as NWA.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
By sort of doing some sort of like a collage, if you will, of smaller bands.
An amalgamation.
Yeah. 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 What do you guys
think? That's interesting.
What do the listeners think?
Yeah, or should we stick with the roots level political effort of doing it all pod safe?
Yeah, do we have to be so hardcore that every single track we play is pod safe? Or can we squeeze in
a little
a couple big hits here and there.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even big hits, but just stuff that you or Dan and I like
that's just too cool to not play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we might be able to squeeze in a few more tracks per show and make it a little bit more music heavy if we didn't have to like scour the internet for every single show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, anyway, it's an interesting dilemma. And I know that I've got about 80 gigabytes of music that I'm ready to just unleash if we go the other way. SpaghettiOs, yeah. But, you know,
would you
always going to endeavor to find the hot new thing. We'll always, you know, it won't just be Guns N' Roses and Metallica here on out.
No.
But
I don't think definitely not. That's not what we're talking about.
Because the joy of the show is finding the hot new thing, a really great new thing you never heard.
But do you guys think, as listeners of the show, that we should do that? Or should we create a separate feed that's just like music?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we just include like whatever, or should we do both? I want your input.
Yeah, let us know,
peoples.
So what else we got lined up here, buddy boy?
Well, speaking of huge acts, Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead,
yeah,
is producing a reggae album, or he's picking the tracks.
Sweet.
And this is a track called Black Panther, and it's from Lee Scratch Perry.
Hold on, let me get in reggae position.
You ready?
Okay, here we go.
Calling the meek and the humble. Welcome to Blackboard Jungle. So don't you fumble, just be humble.
Thank you.
Wicked.
Just told chillin'.
Dude, that was terrific. That's a really interesting thing for this guy to make, to go from a blur to a compilation radio head songs. Yeah, like things are just gonna be straightened out with an iron. Yeah.
need to do is cooperate. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh man, if only I could make time go faster, I would rush forward to when they'd have the debates. I love the debates.
Yeah, the debates are pretty cool.
They are.
But the I was actually pretty disappointed with the whole Bush and what's his name?
Gore?
No, the other guy. The other guy that we all kind of...
Kerry?
Yeah, Kerry.
I didn't get to see those debates. I was out here and I missed their television.
Oh, you didn't see them? That's why.
I missed them. I missed them completely.
Well, they're bad.
They do broadcast them out here, but they're usually late.
They're really bad.
Really? It was
one of those things where
Kerry underperformed, huh?
It was one of those things where they both tried to like, you know, be cool by like stepping away from the podium to kind of like walk around.
Get to know the audience a little.
Yeah. It's really, really bad. It's like, come on, just talk.
Yeah.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Yeah. Where are you, Lee? I thought you were gonna do something for the show. A little comment or something. We miss you.
We do.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell.
It's not even just us. It's everyone.
I even get comments from people who don't even know they're leaving comments. Check this one out.
Hey, Miach, it's Max. There is a new really wicked social networking site that me and...
Sounds like my place, but it isn't.
...message board that I'm on. Have joined within the last couple of days, and some people are really messing with design wise and what have you. It's really smooth. It's in beta. I just wanted to see if you wanted to jump on it. Tell me where to send you an invite to.
That's a great bleep. And stalk him there, everybody.
And I will
spam it up, away.
Pretty cool, dude.
What is it?
VIRB.
Verb.
Yeah.
.com.
Verb.
You heard it here first. Folks.
What could they possibly do? What could they do? What does verb.com massage your feet? Does it anoint you in exotic oils?
They give you peanut butter cups.
I like that. With every sign up, you get a peanut butter cup.
That would work.
Oh, man. I'd give them all my email addresses to send me peanut butter cups.
If they're worth a peanut butter cup, then just give them a peanut butter cup, you know?
That's not really that much money to invest. MySpace, you know, how much money would that be?
What if you got
20
a peanut
bucks
butter cup?
For 40 million peanut butter
like
cups?
Like, if you could figure out a way where you would actually get a peanut butter cup, like, right when you click submit. Like
through your USB,
dude. Totally do it.
Million pounds. That's a million pound idea, right there, Mitch.
That's next. You know, everyone's talking about the future of TV on the internet. I don't care. I want Peter Buttercups
and giant cats.
And giant,
really big,
tame cats.
Yeah. Then we're happy. And I want the cat to lie still so I can use it as a pillow at night.
Like with like some sunset rub down?
Yeah. Yeah, with a sunset rub down. Nice segue.
I don't know what that is. I don't even know if they sound like they sound. But here's the next track. The last track for show 59.
Bye everybody. See you at big old show 60.
Cheers, bye.
It's just smoke. So you say it's the herd of ghosts. So I say it's the white hair of Poseidon ebbing in the tide in some Dead Sea. So you say it's some shroud of Turin, and the sun wore it white, and the earth wore it thin. Oh, the sun wore it white, and his faith wore it thin. Unraveling heavenward, with saddle too tiny.
chaos is yours, and chaos is mine. And chaos is love, and they say love is blind, but they're subject to hating us. Oh, just like the rest of us. Oh, just like the best of us. They need the rest of us to stay alive. So that's not where confusion lies. And that's not where illusions to the fact that the truth is just smoke in your eyes. But now confusion lies in which of the wicked things to lie with. Confusion lies in which other wicked thing to lie with. Say away, see now, it's just smoke.